Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for August 17, 2018. In today's news, a joint venture for Hyundai is growing in Vietnam's competitive market. A Barcelona-based distributor will supply major projects in Mexico. Preservationists object to a new urban center in London. A new office tower is complete in Taipei. And renderings are revealed for a new affordable housing high-rise in Queens, New York.
Though only having been in Vietnam for 5 years, Hyundai Elevator Tan Cong Vietnam, a joint venture between Hyundai Elevator and Tan Cong, aims to sell 400 new elevators and offer maintenance for more than 1,000 elevators. Expanding its presence into the south-central region of the country, under the slogan, Provide Quality Build Trust, the company is focusing on making each project a success to meet its goals. In the summer Hyundai Elevator newsletter, the company noted Vietnam is witnessing an increasing number of large investments and construction projects for new towns, social infrastructure, luxury apartment complexes, and trade centers. It added that the company has the fourth largest market share in Vietnam, having grown to holding 8% this year from 5.5% in 2015. It recently opened an office in Da Nang in a move to expand its presence into the South Central region, which it expects to help more than double its total performance in the coming years.
Barcelona-based Carlos Silva SA has been selected to provide Control Techniques E300 elevator drives to two public projects in Mexico, a hospital modernization and a new train line. For the first phase of the hospital modernization program, the drives will go into hundreds of lifts at public facilities in Mexico City, Guadalajara, Tampico, Toluca, Merida, Ciudad Valles, Ensenada, Nuevo León, and Chihuahua. Nearly 80 elevators have been installed so far. Carlos Silva also was selected to provide the drives for a train station project that involves installation of 75 elevators in 18 stations in Guadalajara.
Historic England fears a cluster of skyscrapers standing up to 162 meters, or approximately 49 stories tall, will have negative impacts on the London skyline, the Architects Journal reports. Designed by Allies & Morrison for developer British Land, Canada Water is envisioned as 7 tall buildings on 21 hectares in South London. With approximately 3,000 new homes, it would be a new urban hub for London, the developer said. An outline of the multi-billion dollar proposal submitted to the Southwark Council included 3 clusters of tall towers. Despite the Heritage Group recently approving a 41-story tower nearby, it contends Canada Water would impede views of St. Paul's Cathedral and the Church of St. Mary Rotherhithe.
The Taipei Nanshan Plaza project, a 272-meter-tall office tower adjoined to a retail building, has been completed, Dezine reports. A Japanese architecture studio, Tokyo-based Mitsubishi Jishu Sekai, won a government-led development competition to design the building for Nanshan Life Insurance, which occupies most of the tower. The building is situated in the Taiwanese capital's Zhenyi district near the Taipei 101 skyscraper, the country's tallest building. Taipei Nanshan Plaza was built on a long and narrow site in a business district that offers shopping, arts facilities, and an exhibition space. The tower is adjoined on either side by a low-rise retail annex and a cultural facility containing a multi-purpose hall that enhances the site's connection with the surrounding neighborhood.
New York MB has revealed renderings of a 21-story, 222-foot-tall building designed by GF55 and developed by BFC Partners that will include 129 affordable housing units at 15319 Jamaica Avenue in Queens, New York. The 130,600-square-foot structure, clad in textured and smooth metal and brick panels, will also have 5,240 square feet of ground-level retail, a rooftop terrace, a children's play center, laundry facilities, bicycle parking, and a mailroom. Destiny Housing will manage resident support facilities. Construction is expected to start in January 2019, with completion in early 2021.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.